Greetings and welcome to Journey to Your Higher Self. I'm your host, Krista Melville. Today, continuing on the love series, we will talk about the love of fame and money. Now, this topic is a very, very important topic that I just had to address on this love series because rightfully so, these are things that human beings love. Human beings love fame and money. And here's the thing with fame and money. They come with a price. First of all, it is God who gives man the ability to get wealth. Meaning, the Lord gives and the Lord takes. So one day you may have a lot of money and one day you may not have. And that also has to do with your ability to manage your money well and also your understanding of the value of it, what you do with it, how you spend it, how do you invest it, do you give? You know, do you sit on it? Do you help it to grow? You know, really having some financial literacy and understanding money management. And the thing is, a lot of people, you know, of course, we have needs. So money or the dollar, whatever country you're in, whatever your currency is, you know, it has value because you need it to purchase goods and services. Things that you need for daily consumption. So that is why it's so valuable to us. We place the value on it. Back in the day in biblical times, they traded animals. You know, they did different things, you know, because God provided for them. They depended more on God to provide for them than our generation. Our generation really wants to do it all ourselves. We think we're so all-powerful and self-reliant, and we got this, and we got to make it happen. We got to grind day in, day out. If we don't grind, we don't get. And that's really far from the truth. That's really a perception that even the young people have bought into it. And that's what's really destroying us as a race of people. You know, we forget God in this equation, you know, and the love of fame and money, it's really destroying many lives, young and old. You know, the older ones, they still at it. They don't know when to slow down. They work themselves to the death. They are possessed. Like they're never satisfied. Enough is never enough. You have the younger population where most of them were raised in dysfunctional homes. Most of them were born. They weren't born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Those that were will address this. You know, these people, and so they, you know, they know they have to grind. They have to get up. They got to make it happen. But the thing is, if you don't have the knowledge on how to spend money and make it work for you, you can lose it in an instant. You know, on the flip side, you have some people who were born with money, they're wealthy. And the thing is, because they were born into it, if it's not explained to them how their family begat their wealth and how they manage it and how they produce more, they won't appreciate it. You know, they will just grow up spoiled. They will just expect everything given to them. And if they don't get it, they may steal, they may even kill for it. So on both sides of the coin, it's not good. So the key is to be content. The key is to be patient in your undertakings, you know, choosing the right pursuits, you know, the right partnerships, the right advice. You know, it's a lot that goes into living a balanced life. You know, living a life where you are in control of your destiny. You are in control of what you manage on a daily basis. You know, and the best way to become, to get in control, is, or to have control rather, is to understand where our wealth really comes from, you know, and how we should handle it, how we should manage it, how we should address it, you know, and we need to know that God gives man the ability to get wealth. You know, the Lord gives and the Lord takes, you know, and oftentimes we have to learn some serious lessons. You know, I remember the story in the Bible where, you know, when Moses brought the Israelites through the desert and they came to a new place, you know, and they didn't have food. You know, so God sent manna from heaven. He sent food from heaven and he sent just enough for that day. He told them not to store it up, you know, and some of them didn't. It turned to maggots. And Moses told them, you know, God gives enough for the day. He gives the provision that we need. You know, this is a really good principle and teaching because, you know, we become like hoarders. Our homes are filled with all kinds of stuff. Two of everything, three of everything. We're stocking up for a rainy day. We're stocking up in case of a natural disaster. And, you know, and that's, it's great to be prepared, you know, and, but at the end of the day, no matter how much you stock up, it's going to run out, you know, and I think that's why we need a strong and consistent prayer life. We need to be able to communicate with God to know when things are going to happen, you know, how to prepare for certain situations, how to cope, how to deal with it. You know, we need to really cast all our cares on him. We need to give it all to him because everything belongs to him. We're just loaning everything. We're just custodians. We're just sojourners in this world. You know, we move from day to day, place to place, you know. And so when we develop this love and this possessed mentality towards love, money, and fame, we forget about God, really. That's what we're saying. And ultimately, we forget about what's important in life. We forget about our spouses, our children, our loved ones, and we just keep trying to chase the dragon. We just, the more we get, the more we want. And, you know, I've personally been in a relationship, in a marriage, actually, where, you know, I was a young woman and trying to be a good partner and encourage my partner to be the best that he can be for himself, you know. But when you have a certain desire for something, you know, and you just keep at it, and then you forget that you have a spouse and you have young children, you know, what do you think is going to happen? You know, sometimes we lose our way, we lose our perspective, we lose sight of what's important. You think people are going to be there all the time. You know, things happen. People die, relationships die. You know, the key is to not lose sight of that and remember that you are a team. You're in this together. It's not you chasing your dreams over here and I'm trying to figure out mine over here. You have to come together to communicate. You know, because these things have, these decisions and these blind ambition, you know, they come with a price. Sometimes you lose your family. Sometimes you have to pay out more than you were trying to get. So we have to make smarter decisions here, make better partnerships with the right people who of the Bible says are equally yoked. You know, you both have an understanding of where you want to go, where you need to be, who you're with, who's supporting you, who you're looking to, you know, for advice and for mentorship and for understanding, you know. And if you don't have the same answers, you know, then you have a problem. You know, that means you're divided, you know, and people really fall away. You know, and you see so many people dying from different sicknesses and illness and diseases. I mean, money can cure these things. It may sustain your life a little longer, but it can cure a lot of stuff. You know, and stress. How can you cure stress with money? Sometimes money causes stress. You know, it sounds strange, but it does happen. So, you know, it's all about putting things in perspective. It's all about, again, realizing that God is first. He gives man the ability to get wealth. I will keep on saying that because that's the truth. You know, so many times, you know, wealthy people make investments and next thing the market crashes and they lose everything. Everything. What's going to happen then? So that's why we have to build a solid foundation of understanding in our lives of what's really important. You know, why are we striving for all of these things? Is it worth it? You know, is it really worth it? You know, it's you know, and I'm not saying it's wrong to have a vision and a passion to better yourself. Of course, I'm not. Of course, there's nothing wrong with that. But everything needs to be purposeful. Everything needs to be on and it's, you know, in order. Everyone needs to be on the same page. You need to ask your partner how they feel about it. Ask them how they feel on a daily basis. How are you feeling today? What's wrong? Are you good? Are you really good? Or are you just going along with it just to please me? And the next thing down the line, you explode and you want to, you know, dissolve the partnership and go your separate way. And then you have to end up paying more than what you work for together. And you're giving other third-party companies money because they have to advocate for either party. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. You know, so we really need to stop and think about what's important here. We really do. In the love of fame and money, I mean, that's really, that's nothing to fall in love with. You know, we should fall in love with God. We should fall in love with each other. I mean, what we do together, you know, that's wealth. The legacies that we leave behind, that's wealth. I mean, there's nothing wrong with providing for your family. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with creating or coming up with ideas to make the world better, you know, to make our lives better. There's nothing wrong with that. Of course not. But it's the way we go about it. That's my point. You know, it's the way we, why are we doing it? For what purpose? For how long? With whom? Why? When? All of these things need to come into consideration. For how long will we keep it up? Do we know when to stop? Do we know when to take a break? Do we know when to come back to it? Do we know who to bless? You know, do we know how to take care of ourselves during a stressful time? Do we know how to manage stress? Take care of our health so that we can live to experience the benefits of, you know, being wealthy. You know, are we givers or are we just takers? You know, the Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. You know, and for as much is given, much is required. So we really need to ask ourselves some questions as it pertains to money and wealth and fame. You know, fame is just for a little while. Beauty is fleeting. You know, one day this muscular, chiseled-looking person everything's going to fall down and get wrinkled up and turn gray. You know, so what is there to chase? I think we stress ourselves out chasing fame too. I mean, so many people who are wealthy are stressed out. I don't get it. It shouldn't be. So that is why we should be wealthy first in our minds, body, and spirit. That's where the true wealth is. And based on how you live out that experience, you know, you will have a better chance at handling tangible wealth. You have a better chance of handling the fame that comes with it. You know, you will know who you are, whose you are. You will know who you need to speak to, what to say, what not to say. You know, it all comes with being mature, having wisdom, applying it to your life, being able to take critiques well, being able to be mentored by someone. So it's so many factors involved, you know, in handling the love of fame and money. You know, so I really couldn't go without discussing this because it's so important. I see this, the love of the lust of the flesh, and it's destroying so many lives. You know, young and old is you know, wreaking havoc on families and communities and a nation. You know, people are prideful and puffed up and want to do their own things, and they think that what they think is good for everybody. That's not the case. So, you know, for those of us who know better, we need to do better. We need to speak up. You know, we need to share the good news with the world on what God says about money and fame and all of these things. You know, and all of these things will come to an end. But love will never fail. Love never fails. Love surpasses everything. Love conquers all things, hopes all things, believes all things. Love never, ever fails. You know, so guys, I wanted to just come and talk to you about that today. I mean, I can go on and on about it and give different scenarios, but I think you get the point. I think you understand where we need to be, how we should be thinking, how we should be planning better, how, you know, oftentimes we may see our loved ones or somebody really being attacked by this spirit, you know, to really misuse their wealth and, you know, and this senseless urge for fame. We see so many people being sucked in. We need to say something, you know, to let them know, hey, it's not worth it. You know, just go out there and do what you love because it's right, because, you know, you've been called, and God will give the increase in his time. And, you know, this word is for me too, because we all need help with that. You know, we all want to take care of our families and, you know, set ourselves up so that when we get old, we don't have to be dependent on anyone. But, you know, God, we just need to let God take care of us. Just put it all at his feet. Share our wealth with others. You know, nobody that we love or within our radius should be without. I don't understand, in this country, the United States, we have so many wealthy people, but still yet even more poor people. Not only poor in material things, but poor in heart, poor in spirit. You know, how are we a wealthy nation when we have so many people sad and sick and angry and frustrated and depressed and ill? How are we a wealthy nation? You know, the dissolve is happening right before our eyes, sadly. You know, so we really have to look at ourselves deeply. You know, what's important in life? You know, we really have to ask ourselves some questions, some strong questions, and not be afraid of the answers. You know, because what are we passing on to our children? What legacy are we leaving behind? You know, most of the time, our children receive our bad debts, you know, and just a messed up perception of life. And that's the crime. So, guys, I just wanted to come before you and breathe on this topic. And just wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just be content. Be happy doing what you love to do. And God will give the increase. So until next time on Journey to Your Higher Self, we'll be talking about the final topic in the love series. And it's entitled The Master's Love. So thank you so much for tuning in today. And I hope that you like this podcast. Follow it. Share it with your friends, your family, your loved ones. If it has benefited you in any way, if it has impacted you in any way, don't keep it to yourself. So please like it and share it and comment. Let me know how it has impacted you. Any suggestions for our next series? I'd love to hear them. And if any of you at the sound of my voice are interested in being a part of the podcast, being a guest host, or just coming on as a contributor to talk about a specific topic, I would love that. Just let me know. You can email me at crystalemelville@gmail.com. Or you could contact me on my website at www.crystalemelville.com. Or you can find me on social media at Higher Self Coach on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Or you can send me a friend request on my regular Facebook page, CrystalEMelville72. And that's about it. Please like and subscribe. You can follow this podcast on iTunes as well. And just become a member of the Journey to Your Higher Self movement, because this is a movement for all of us, all nations. We all need to get on this journey and we need to help one another. And I'm here to serve you. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll see you next time. Bye, friends.